The Disney Company's number two man, Michael Ovitz, is stepping down. Ovitz is known as one of Hollywood's major power brokers. He joined forces a year ago with Disney's chairman, Michael Eisner. The attempt to share power apparently didn't work. Joining us from New York is Ken Aletta, who writes about the media for The New Yorker magazine. Mr. Aletta, we used that standard line there, stepping down. Was he fired?
Sure.
Sure. What was the problem at Disney?
Basically, he had been used to Michael Ovitz being called the King of Hollywood, being number one at a talent agency that he brilliantly built and led, called CAA, Creative Artists Agency. And one of his best friends was Michael Ovitz, the number one at Disney and a very successful executive, who had traditionally had difficulty delegating to a number two. He hires Michael Ovitz as his number two, and Michael Ovitz had trouble moving from being a number one to being a number two. And at the same time, he was having difficulty. He was also having difficulty knowing how to move from being an agent who does transactions and then moves on to being an executive who doesn't move on. You stay with the problem and you wrestle with it day after day. And as he ran into those problems, and what happened was the Long Knives at Disney came out and people said, this is not the right guy. And they began to cut him up and he began to bleed.
Could it be that he was moving from a small company to a huge one? Disney bought ABC for $19 billion, although it does seem that Michael Ovitz could be able to help with that sort of acquisition.
I mean, there is an argument that Michael Ovitz didn't know how to be a businessman, and many people at Disney would make that argument to me when I reported this last summer. But listen, he was a very successful businessman at CAA running a talent agency. But that's a much smaller pond to work in than the ocean of Disney. Disney is the second largest media company in the world. So clearly he had adjustment problems, and he would acknowledge at one point he did to me last summer that he had adjustment problems moving from one to another. Ultimately, in the end, it wasn't working. And all of the speculation about Michael Ovitz and was there a feud going on just drained management attention and really helped force their hand.
You don't think he was bringing anything even to the television side of Disney?
No, I think the television people at ABC were not enamored of Michael Ovitz. They wanted to work with Michael Eisner. What Ovitz was working on more was the overseas stuff. He had entree to China where he was a genuine celebrity, and he opened up a number of doors that no one else had been able to open up in China and was given a lot of credit there. Now, whether those doors remain open or whether, in fact, they will lead anywhere is unclear, but his job had become increasingly marginalized at Disney, and so he obviously had his own frustrations being there. It wasn't just the frustrations that Disney people had with him. He obviously had frustrations with them and presumably felt like the doors were locked and people were fighting to keep him out.
Yeah, the Disney company is saying today that Ovitz's leaving was by mutual agreement.
Well, that's pretty candid. I mean, they're basically saying he was fired, and without using the word fired.
Outside of Hollywood and high-priced restaurants in New York, who cares?
Michael Ovitz's family, Michael Eisner's family, I went through the same question about 2 years ago. People were speculating, will Michael Ovitz or will he not go to MCA? Will he go to Sony? Where will he go? And I remember the press was writing this daily, and I remember saying, why? Who cares? I mean, it is an insider story. Michael Eisner is a public figure. He has been a very powerful figure. Presumably he will come back in some capacity because he's a man of some talent. But he's fallen on his face here.
You mean Michael Ovitz, yes.
Michael Ovitz, yes. Has. And a lot of people are certainly in the entertainment realm are sitting in the audience and laughing and even applauding. And if you attended the lunch I did today, which was a lunch honoring ABC News President Rune Arledge, where both Eisner and Ovitz were supposed to be there at table 30, and at the last minute they canceled, and then you listened in as people began to make fun. The president of NBC made fun of Ovitz, the president of CBS made fun of Ovitz. You realize that the shelf life of an executive in this business is pretty short.
Thanks, Ken. Ken Aletta of The New Yorker magazine talking with us from New York.
Thank you.